Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Transportation Module, Unit 8, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this unit, you learn some sentences used in talking about travel. If you think that you might have forgotten the meaning of some of these sentences, go back to the end of the C1 tape and review them. If you think that you know the meaning of all the sentences on the target list, you should begin learning how to say them. An American Foreign Service officer in Peking is talking with a friend about his recent trips to Canton. He has been there twice in the last few months. Listen.
好久没见，您出门了吧？
是啊，我又到广州去了。
Repeat one word for again.
又，又。
This word for again, 又, is used to describe completed events. Repeat, I went to Canton again.
我又到广州去了。我又到广州去了。
Like other adverbs, 又 comes before the verb phrase. Repeat, yes, I went to Canton again.
是啊，我又到广州去了。是啊，我又到广州去了。
Try answering the question yourself now. You went to Canton again.
好久没见，您出门了吧？
是啊，我又到广州去了。
Again.
好久没见，您出门了吧？
是啊，我又到广州去了。
The Chinese friend has a question. Listen.
您为什么刚回来又去了呢？
Repeat the question word why.
为什么？为什么?
Repeat the word for just, which means immediately preceding in time.
刚, 刚。
And repeat the verb to return, literally to come back.
回来, 回来。
Repeat, why did you go again when you had just come back from there?
您为什么刚回来又去了呢?
Repeat the sentence again. Why did you go again when you had just come back from there?
你为什么刚回来又去了呢?
Notice that in the Chinese sentence, you say the actions in the order that they happened. First coming back, then going again. Repeat again. Why did you go again when you had just come back from there?
你为什么刚回来又去了呢？你为什么刚回来又去了呢？
Notice also that although the English begins with the word why, the Chinese word 为什么 comes after the subject.How do you say, why did you go again when you had just come back from there?
你为什么刚回来又去了呢?
Listen to the answer.
我这次到广州去是因为我有一个很好的朋友从香港来。
Repeat the word because.
因为,因为。
Repeat, this time I went to Canton because...
我这次到广州去是因为...
Notice where you put the word 这次, this time. As an adverb telling when, it comes before the verb phrase. Now repeat, I had a good friend coming there from Hong Kong.
我有一个很好的朋友从香港来。我有一个很好的朋友从香港来。
Now repeat the whole sentence. This time I went to Canton because I had a very good friend coming there from Hong Kong.
我这次到广州去是因为我有一个很好的朋友从香港来。我这次到广州去是因为我有一个很好的朋友从香港来。
Again.
我这次到广州去是因为我有一个很好的朋友从香港来。我这次到广州去是因为我有一个很好的朋友从香港来。
Now try saying it ahead of the speaker. This time I went to Canton because I had a very good friend coming there from Hong Kong.
我这次到广州去是因为我有一个很好的朋友从香港来。
The American continues his reply. Listen.
我们有一年没见了，他请我陪他一起去旅行。
Repeat the verb to meet.
见，见。
This is the same syllable you saw in the compound verb of result, 看见. Repeat, we hadn't seen each other for a year.
我们有一年没见了。我们有一年没见了。
Notice that you actually say something like, It has been a year since we met. Up until now, you've seen duration phrases come after the verb, as in sentences such as, 她在香港住了两天, She stayed in Hong Kong 2 days. Now you see the duration phrase come before the main verb, introduced by the verb 有. This is the order used when the sentence is in the negative. Repeat again, We hadn't seen each other for a year.
我们有一年没见了。我们有一年没见了。
Notice also that there is a marker le indicating a new situation in the sentence. However, this is not a new situation as of now, but a new situation as of that time. In other words, this is a new situation in the past. At that time, it had become 1 year that we hadn't seen each other.How do you say, we hadn't seen each other for a year?
我们有一年没见了。
Now listen again to his last sentence.
他请我陪他一起去旅行。
Repeat the verb to ask or to request.
请，请。
This is the same word, 请, which you have used to mean please. Now repeat the word for together.
一起, 一起。
Repeat, she asked me to accompany her traveling.
她请我陪她一起去旅行。他请我陪他一起去旅行。
Notice that the Chinese sentence includes the word 一起, but the English sentence, she asked me to accompany her traveling, does not include the word together. Repeat the sentence again.
他请我陪他一起去旅行。他请我陪他一起去旅行。
Repeat both sentences now. We hadn't seen each other for a year. She asked me to accompany her traveling.
我们有一年没见了，她请我陪她一起去旅行。我们有一年没见了，她请我陪她一起去旅行。
Again.
我们有一年没见了，他请我陪他一起去旅行。我们有一年没见了，他请我陪他一起去旅行。
Now the American continues his explanation. Listen.
三个月以前，我在广州的时候，他那个时候还不知道能不能来。
Repeat, 3 months ago.
三个月以前。三个月以前。
You've already learned that the word 以前 can be used to mean before, as in 回家以前, before I go back home. Now you see that it can also be used in phrases meaning ago. In both cases, the time words come before the word 以前. Now repeat, when I was in Canton.
我在广州的时候。我在广州的时候。
Repeat one of the words for can.
能。能。
Now you've learned three words which can be translated as can. 会, 可以, and 能. Use 能 when you want to express the idea of can in the sense of be able to. Use 可以 to mean be permitted to, and use 会to mean to know how to. Repeat, at that time she didn't know yet whether she could come or not.
她那个时候还不知道能不能来。她那个时候还不知道能不能来。
Notice that the negative marker 不 is used, not may,even though the sentence is referring to a past event. This is because the verb 知道 is a state verb. State verbs describe the quality or condition of something. All adjectival verbs you've seen are state verbs, like 为 and 多. In Chinese, knowing something is also considered a state, and therefore the verb 知道 is a state verb. All state verbs take only the negative marker 不, never may, whereas action verbs like 念 to study and 吃 to eat,take 不 for the simple negative and 没 for the negative completed action. Repeat again. At that time, she didn't know yet whether or not she could come.
她那个时候还不知道能不能来。她那个时候还不知道能不能来。
Now repeat.3 months ago when I was in Canton.
三个月以前我在广州的时候。三个月以前我在广州的时候。
At that time, she didn't know yet whether or not she could come.
她那个时候还不知道能不能来。他那个时候还不知道能不能来。
Now repeat the whole sentence. 3 months ago when I was in Canton, she didn't know yet at that time whether she could come or not.
三个月以前我在广州的时候，他那个时候还不知道能不能来。三个月以前我在广州的时候，他那个时候还不知道能不能来。
Again.
三个月以前我在广州的时候，他那个时候还不知道能不能来。三个月以前我在广州的时候，他那个时候还不知道能不能来。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. 3 months ago when I was in Canton, she didn't know yet at that time whether or not she could come. Now let's try the American's answer from the beginning. I'll give you your lines in English as they come up.
您为什么刚回来又去了呢?
This time I went to Canton because I had a very good friend coming there from Hong Kong.
我这次到广州去是因为我有一个很好的朋友从香港来。
We hadn't seen each other for a year.
我们有一年没见了。
She asked me to accompany her traveling.
她请我陪她一起去旅行。
3 months ago when I was in Canton, she didn't know yet at that time whether or not she could come.
三个月以前我在广州的时候他那个时候还不知道能不能来。
You may want to rewind the tape and try it again. The conversation goes on. Listen.
你们都去过什么地方?
南京、上海、杭州、苏州都去了。杭州真是漂亮。
Repeat Hangzhou.
杭州杭州
Repeat 苏州
苏州苏州
Repeat, we went to Nanking, Shanghai, Hangzhou and 苏州
南京、上海、杭州、苏州都去了。南京、上海、杭州、苏州都去了。
As you'll remember, the word 都, all, always comes before the verb, and that means that any other words which go with 都 must also come before the verb.Even when these words are objects of the verb which you would normally expect to come after the verb. Repeat again. We went to Nanking, Shanghai, Hangzhou, and Suzhou.
南京、上海、杭州、苏州都去了。南京、上海、杭州、苏州都去了。
Say it ahead of the speaker. We went to Nanking, Shanghai, Hangzhou, and Suzhou.
南京、上海、杭州、苏州都去了。
Now repeat the adjectival verb to be pretty.
漂亮漂亮
Repeat, Hangzhou is really beautiful.
杭州真是漂亮。杭州真是漂亮。
Now you try answering the question. Say that you went to Nanking, Shanghai, Hangzhou, Suzhou, and the Hangzhou is really beautiful.
你们都去过什么地方?
南京、上海、杭州、苏州都去了。杭州真是漂亮。
Again.
你们都去过什么地方?
南京、上海、杭州、苏州都去了。杭州真是漂亮。
They continue. Listen.
有机会我要再去一次。这些地方你都去过了吧？
没都去过，我还没去过苏州。
Repeat the word for opportunity or chance.
机会，机会。
Repeat another word for again.
在，在。
This word for again, 在, is used in sentences expressing a non-completed future event. You had this word before in the phrase 再见. Repeat, if I have the chance, I'd like to go again.
有机会我要再去一次。有机会我要再去一次。
Notice that the Chinese sentence uses the word 一次, although the English does not say go one more time. Repeat again, if I have the chance, I'd like to go again.
有机会我要再去一次。有机会我要再去一次。
Say it ahead of the speaker. If I have the chance, I'd like to go again.
有机会我要再去一次。
Now repeat. You've gone to all these places, I suppose.
这些地方你都去过了吧？这些地方你都去过了吧？
Again, you'll notice that when the word 都 refers to the object, in this case, these places, is put at the front of the sentence. Repeat again. You've gone to all these places, I suppose.
这些地方你都去过了吧？这些地方你都去过了吧？
Ask the question yourself, you'll get a reply. You've gone to all these places, I suppose.
这些地方你都去过了吧？
没都去过，我还没去过苏州。
Again.
这些地方你都去过了吧？
没都去过，我还没去过苏州。
Let's take a look at the answer. Repeat, not all.
没都去过，没都去过。
Up until now, you've usually seen the negative markers 不 and 没 come directly before the verb. But here the negative marker 没 is placed before the adverb 都. Moving the marker 没 or 不 to before the word 都 makes for a change in meaning. For instance, repeat, they are all not coming.
他们都不来，他们都不来。
Here the negative marker is directly before the verb. Now repeat, not all of them are coming.
他们不都来，他们不都来。
Now repeat, we haven't been to any of these places.
这些地方我们都没去过。这些地方我们都没去过。
And repeat, we haven't been to all of these places.
这些地方我们没都去过。这些地方我们没都去过。
Repeat, I still haven't been to Suzhou.
我还没去过苏州。 我还没去过苏州。
Try answering the question yourself now. Say, not all, I still haven't been to Suzhou.
这些地方你都去过了吧？
没都去过，我还没去过苏州。
Again.
这些地方你都去过了吧？
没都去过，我还没去过苏州。
Now let's review what we've covered on this tape. Put the following sentences into Chinese. I went to Canton again.
我又到广州去了。
Why did you go again when you had just come back?
您为什么刚回来又去了呢？
This time I went to Canton because I had a very good friend coming there from Hong Kong.
我这次到广州去是因为我有一个很好的朋友从香港来。
We hadn't seen each other for a year.
我们有一年没见了。
She asked me to accompany her traveling.
她请我陪她一起去旅行。
3 months ago when I was in Canton, she didn't know yet at that time whether she could come or not.
3个月以前我在广州的时候，她那个时候还不知道能不能来。
What places did you go to?
你们都去过什么地方?
We went to Nanking, Shanghai, Hangzhou, Suzhou.
南京、上海、杭州、苏州都去了。
Hangzhou is really beautiful.
杭州真是漂亮。
If I have the chance, I'd like to go again.
有机会我要再去一次。
You've been to all these places, I suppose.
这些地方你都去过了吧？
Not all. I still haven't been to Suzhou.
没都去过，我还没去过苏州。
This is the end of the tape. End of Transportation Unit 8, Production Tape 1.